Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's your boy Drummer Boy, aka B Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beats. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people. What's up and what's happening? It's your girl, J Baby, your favorite power podcast host from the Dream Hustle Win podcast with RAR Radio Network, honey. You know the one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors. And I got a good treat for y'all today. You feel me? So I want y'all to check him out. We have Mr. Stay Down J in the building, baby. What's good with you?
What's going on? What's going on? It's your boy, Stay Down J. Born and raised Erie, Pennsylvania. I'm feeling good. I was waiting for y'all to call. I know we got good things to talk about.
Yes, baby. You already know. And trust me, I lived in PA for about 10 years, honey, so I'm glad to have some familiar faces and some familiar blood on the line.
That's good. That's what's up. Yeah, PA in the building. How y'all doing?
Look, all day, baby. Now, we're going to get right into it about your joint tripping. Now, I went ahead and slid my ear across that joint right there on that good old SoundCloud. And I must say, honey, I was impressed by your lyricism, your choice of beat, you know what I'm saying, the professionalism when it came to the track. So why don't you go ahead and talk to my people about that joint right there that haven't heard it yet?
Okay, yeah, tripping, I was in a good mood that day. And like, I just was in my bag. I turned up real quick, rolled a blunt real quick, turned up, and then next thing you know, came up with a hit. It's tripping. I had the whole studio turned up. My man El Cardio, he engineered it. He my engineer and he my beat maker, so we got a relationship. So that's why it sounds so good like that, because it's like we got a real relationship where we vibe with each other. He know what I like, and you know, he just played it. I'm like, bro, it's on. So that's why I sound so good. And, the favorite of the beat, how I pick the beat, this is like my energy. I go off the energy, you know. So I like to pick. I'm very selective on what I pick and what I listen to. So I heard some beats. I'm like, you know what? This is it right here. This is going to have some sounds like the organ and the. I got an ear for it, so it's just like I just know. You know, I just know what's going to sound good. You know.
Right, definitely, and I appreciate that because. A lot of people don't realize that it is important for you to have an engineer that rocks with you, because they get familiar with your sound. They know how you should sound on the radio. They're putting their all into the effort on making what you guys create together magic. So, like, that is a very important part to, you know, your team. And I need all y'all people out there to take these notes down. You feel me? Because my boy is running some stuff, and he don't even know it. So y'all take some notes on my guy right here, because definitely he is on top of his game. Now, I want you to talk to my people about where they can find that joint at.
You can find it on – you can go to my Making It Mag account. You can go to my Making It Mag account, go through the wire, and my bio is gonna pick up. You're gonna see my face, Stay Down J on there. I got all my links like right there. I got my YouTube links, I got my SoundCloud links. So you just go to Making It Mag and type in the wire, J Law, it's gonna pop up. My bio, everything is gonna pop right up.
Definitely. Y'all need to make sure y'all check it for my boy, because definitely he is spinning on a couple of different radio stations, especially that 99.5 The Heat, honey. Y'all know he ain't doing nothing small, so we ain't either. So y'all need to make sure y'all check it for my boy at that twitter.com/JAELAW5. And then you need to slide on over to that instagram.com/SEAYDOWNJAE, honey. Then y'all need to rock your way over to that SoundCloud.com. Then go ahead and follow him and check out that tripping, honey. Follow him, he will follow you back. Now, I want to talk to you about any new developments that you have going on, because that tripping is dope. I ain't gonna lie, y'all know y'all girls don't care. It is what it is. So I want to talk to my people about any new developments that you got going on, any new tracks that you got going on, anything that we need to be looking out for.
Yes, I have a track that's going on. It's called Been Through a Lot. It's called Been Through a Lot. It's a real nice song. It's about I losing my brother, and I got a video for it. It's about me losing my brother and my mom struggling. It's a real song. So I had a show in Atlanta. So I've been promoting that song for a minute. I just dropped a video, so I'm definitely about to drop that next. So been through a lot. You can listen to it on, you go to my SoundCloud, type in Stay Down J, and it's going to pop up. You can listen to it right now. Like, anybody can listen to it. I'm just going to, like, I want to put the video out there so they can, you know, listen. I got a visual behind it, too.
Well, you know, nowadays, everything is always about visual, so that is the perfect thing to be doing right now. People love to see your face, you know what I'm saying, see what you're doing, and check up on you. That's why, oh, you don't need to follow my guy. You feel me? Now, I want to talk to you real quick about the music game, because it's saturated with a bunch of cats that got a bunch of the same sounds going on, which there's nothing wrong with, you know, trying to get with a popular sound. You just don't want to stick with it too long and for people to, you know, get you acquainted with these other cats. So I want you to talk to my people about what sets you apart from the rest of these cats that's out here right now.
I have original content. I write my own lyrics. I take my own beats, and I just be myself. Like, I just be myself. I'm not trying to sound like nobody else. I created my own wave. I got my own lingo. You know, I'm trendsetting for real. Like, you know, so it's like, I'm trendsetting. Like, I got my own lingo. People don't know where I'm from. When they hear my music, they can't tell where I'm from. Like, what you? They can't tell.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
And I love that about you. You know what I'm saying? You got definitely your own thing going on, and I'm feeling it. Now, because you got your own thing going on, it's hard to tell, which is not a problem. You know, who your influences are, but it's important for people to know, you know what I'm saying, where your ground basis is.
Like, my ground basis is my brother. Like, my brother, when I was telling you about the song, he had a record deal before he passed, and it was in, like, 98. So, like, my whole family do music. From my dad, played a guitar. My mom's can sing. My sister, I got 10 brothers and sisters. So we all can, like, play drums. And, you know, it's like music is in our blood. So it's just, like, natural. So it's like my brother was doing it, and I was younger. So I just, like, because they was doing it all the time. So I just, like, started doing it. But when he passed, I had to start doing it. So I really took it serious. So my brother Eddie Outlaw, he inspired me to do everything I'm doing right now. But I look up to, like, Tupac, Master P, Bankroll Fresh, you know, stuff like that. Gucci Man, you know, they inspire me to the people I look up to, like Gucci Man, Tupac, Master P, because they all independent bosses. They all independent people I look up to, like Future. I look up to them. Young Thug, I look up to them. Like, all the people that's popping, I've been listening to them before they was popping. Like, Young Thug, I would listen to him and Pee Wee Longway before he was popping. Loaded, I would listen to all that before, you know, so. I'm like, dang, they really popping. So I'm gonna pop one day too, like that. Cause if I know they was gonna pop before they pop, and then they pop, I know I'm gonna pop too.
Mhm. See, I love that confidence about you. You just got a bunch of things going on, baby. I'm feeling you.
I'm just driven.
No doubt, and that's what we need out here, because a lot of cats be real lackadaisical and lazy with what they got going on, and that's definitely not what you get from you as an artist, and that's why I'm loving what you got going on. So people, my people, make sure you are following my guy on Twitter, Jay Law. Make sure you're getting with him on Instagram.com. Make sure you're checking for him on that good old SoundCloud with that joint tripping. You know what I mean? We waiting for the video, waiting for all of that. And we're going to make sure that y'all in the know. Yo, I'm late, baby. I'm late.
I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you. I sent y'all the link. Y'all got that video already. Y'all got the video. I sent the link.
Yo. Make sure you check in for my guy. He is not taking any losses or doing anything small. You feel me? Make sure y'all going and giving his music a chance for all my music heads out there, for all my music connoisseurs. Definitely, this is something y'all want to get up on, honey. Because y'all know your girl is Jay. Don't gas on nobody. Nobody. Ain't got time for the gas, baby. But y'all make sure y'all checking him out. Now, on your SoundCloud, I saw that you have, you know, some other tracks, like Craftsman,
oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Been Through a Lot.
Yeah.
So I like to tell people, look, I ain't no stalker, honey, but I check that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Are there any new joints with any new collaborations that we should be looking out for? Any shows that we need to be looking out for?
You read my mind. Yeah. You read my mind. I got a song with Jimmy Wapo. I have a song with Jimmy Wapo. And it's unreleased because I wanted to talk to his mom and I wanted to talk to his manager before I drop it. Like, I was promoting it before he passed. It was all on my Instagram. I was promoting it, like, months before he passed. But, like, after he – I was like, go follow Jimmy Wapo. We got a feature. I was just, like, promoting them. You know, we was promoting each other, whatever. And I didn't put it out because I had a lot of stuff going on, so I didn't put it out. But he passed, so I definitely wasn't trying to put it out because a lot of people be clout chasing and a lot of people be doing, like, a lot of people be trying to, like, do stuff like that. And I just, like, man, I ain't about to put this out or nothing. So I'm just holding on to it. But that's who I collab with. And I got Band Game Mazel. I don't know if anybody heard. I know you. I'm pretty sure he's from Detroit. He's heavy. He out there. He heavy. Band Game Mazel, I have a feature with him. It's called I forgot the name of the song right now, but it's a feature with Band Game Mazel. He's from Detroit. Y'all can go follow him too on Instagram. He popping too. He's from Detroit. You know Detroit popping right now. I got a song with him, and I've been popping. Them the two collabs I had: Jimmy Wapo and Band Game Mazel. So them the collabs I have right now.
No. Yeah, we're going to be checking out for that, and I definitely feel you on keeping, you know, things under wraps. I feel like not enough artists go ahead and do that. You know, a content that is more about quantity rather than quality. And my boy right here, for my people that's listening, he got that quality, baby. So I need y'all to check him out and do what it do with my boy Stay Down J. Now, a lot of cats out here are trying to brand their name in a bunch of different ways. And we want to know, you know what I'm saying, for sure, if you have any branding ideas in works or if you already have some, you know, going on right now.
I'm branding ideas, like, pretty much, like, I can probably come up with these hoodies, like, you know, like some merchandise. I can kind of come up with, like, these hoodies and stuff, like the Lone Wolf, like a gray wolf on the hoodie and stuff like that. So I'm working on that's the idea right now. I'm just working on. I'm trying to like come out with my own clothing line. I'm working on. I got a studio I'm about to be opening up real soon here, and probably like another couple of weeks. I'm about to get my office going so I can just focus on my streams and focus on getting everything in order with my music. You know what I'm saying? I got the shows. I did my shows already, but I had a show like in December, but I'm trying to get a show. I can Mr. Brown, I got a connection with Mr. Brown, and he said when I'm ready to do a show, I can get a show, but I got to stay my money up, so I ain't ready yet. So, and you know, so the show's coming up, but right now all I got is straight music and videos and links, you know what I'm saying? And I'm on Spotify and all that, iTunes, and I'm on iTunes, Spotify and everything. So I'm just building up right now, you know?
I know that's right. And I'm glad, you know what I'm saying, that you got some things in the works, some ideas, because some people have no idea what to do when it comes to branding, and I appreciate you for that. So my people, y'all need to make sure y'all listening to my guy. Give his music a chance. Find him on that good old SoundCloud, JAEW, honey. I went ahead and followed him, so you should too. Check out that joint tripping, and y'all know, I only got a little bit of time with these artists because I'm a small fish in a big pond. And after this, it's back to your regularly scheduled program. So we want to plug in the best. So I want you to go ahead and shout out your people. You can't, because without no them, there is no you, and vice versa a lot of times. And we want to make sure that we're giving them the same respect that they're giving you in your music.
I hear that. Okay. Shout out Making It Mag. Shout out DistroKid. Shout out Radio Pushers TV for linking up. They DM me on Instagram. Shout out, most definitely shout out Radio Pushers because y'all is not playing about y'all business. Y'all follow up on the work. Y'all got your requirements. Y'all got your requirements. Y'all make sure we on our job, and I needed that. So I'm glad y'all linked up. So definitely shout out y'all. Shout out my moms, my family, my outlaw family, Long Live Kamikaze. And most definitely shout out my fans on Instagram and my followers everywhere, you know, my streams getting up. No, just shout out Woodlawn, you know, that's where I'm from. That's where my support comes from, Woodlawn. Shout out my family, you know. That's where everything comes from.
No doubt.
Outlaws.
No doubt, no doubt. I want to shout out his team and moms too. Yo, it's all good in the hood, and thank you for even supporting my guy so that he can put out what he's putting out right now. So shout out to your team. Shout out to your family. You know what I'm saying? We want to make sure that we're getting more from you. We definitely going to be sharing your music, getting it out there as well. Y'all need to check my boy J Law out. Like I said, your girl don't got a lot of time. So I want to thank everybody for joining us on the Dream Hustle Win podcast, interviewing Mr. J Law. Y'all tell me. Stay down with J Law is the name. Y'all already know where to find him at. If you don't, make sure you check him for that Dream Hustle Win Facebook page. We are definitely sharing music there. Make sure you check for your girl J Music page, because you already know I share content on that one as well, and get with him on all his social media sites. Follow him, he will follow you back, baby. So for now, we're going to have to dip out. So thank all of y'all for listening to this podcast today. We want to say thank you. Definitely. And we're going to catch all y'all on the flip side. Deuces.
Deuces.